My question is, how can I bridge the gap between the understanding that my being is shared with everyone and everything, and the felt sense of separation that I experience in the finite mind?
The felt sense of separation is completely natural. The subject-object relationship is the only way it's possible to have experience. But the downside of that, the upside is that it enables the subject-object relationship enables us to have experience, to know a thought, to experience emotion, to see the world, to have a relationship, and so on. But the downside of it is that all experience takes place in relationship, in subject-object, whether it's a relationship with a person or knowing a thought or feeling an emotion. So that the downside is that there is always this appearance of separation. And when you understand that you share your being, the appearance of separation doesn't disappear. If the Buddha was sitting next to you, he would see the world in exactly the same way that you see. Lots of apparently separate people sitting in the room. So you have to override the apparent evidence of sense perception with your understanding. You don't suddenly expect the way you perceive the world to miraculously change. Now you carry on seeing the world in subject-object relationship, seeing others in subject-object relationship. It's the only way it's possible to have experience. So, but you have to, and most people base their thoughts and their feelings on the way things seem to be, the way they appear. In other words, subject-object relationship, that is separation. So what we have to do is override that appearance with our understanding. Don't expect it just to sort of magically happen because you understand, because you understand and feel deeply that you share your being with everyone. Don't expect that to just magically change the way people appear to you. You have to feel when you're talking to someone from whom you feel separate, and it's natural to feel separate. You have to feel through, you have to make a conscious effort to feel through that sense of separation to the being that you both share. So for instance, the best time to practice that is either with people that you like, because it's easy to feel that you share your being with people that you like, or at least people that you feel neutral towards. So this is an excellent circumstance because you're surrounded by lovely people. It's so easy to feel you share your being with everyone here. So this would be the time, like now, in the conversation you're having. It seems that I'm separate from you, my mind, my body, my thoughts, my history. Everything about me is separate from you, apart from our being. So this would be a perfect time to not give all of your attention to what I'm saying or to what you're thinking. Reserve some of your attention for this felt sense of shared being, so that now, as you're listening to me or as you're speaking to me, you feel, you actively feel. Don't wait for it to happen. Actively feel that we share our being, and allow that to inform the way we relate to each other. Well, that's not difficult because we like each other, and therefore we relate to each other in a way that is consistent with the fact that we share our being. But then, as this becomes more your natural state, you find you practice it with people that you don't particularly like, or that people that you disagree with, or people at least whose thoughts and actions you disagree with or find offensive, or people that are difficult, people that are critical of you, or people that are unkind towards you, or people that say untrue things about, and so on, then that's a very good time. And you should always be thankful for those people in your life, because it's relatively easy to feel you share your being with the people you love and the people you like, but it's the people you don't like so much. Be grateful for those people in your life as well, because they really help you to establish this understanding, this unconditional love. You love everyone. That is, you feel you share your being with everyone, not just your friends, but your enemies. Not your enemies, but the people you find difficult. You have to actively feel that. Practice feeling that.
Okay, so the visual is not so much a problem for me, because I can see the world as one, but it's the feeling that I feel that I'm here and you are there. Like I feel here, sensation is here, and I'm located right here, okay. And everyone else is over there.
Yeah. You live in New Jersey, yeah?
Long Island.
Long Island, yeah. So where is the space in your bedroom now?
It's in Long Island.
It's over there.
Yeah.
Where is the space in your bedroom here?
It's here.
It's over here.
Yeah.
How many miles distance is there between them, roughly?
60.
60 miles. Are they the same space or are they two different spaces?
Same space.
Same space. Does it make any difference, the fact that one bedroom is over there and one bedroom is over here?
I get it.
It's the same.
Yes. thank you.
Okay.